is the Great Shalom Broadcast, bringing hope and health and healing to children and young people. I'm Sharon Sarles. And today in the studio, I have a very special guest, Apostle Simon Akwayo. Did I get your name right? Okay. And he really knows about putting the enemy on the run and raising the dead. And I am delighted to welcome you, Apostle Simon. And we are so happy to hear what you're going to bring us. Let me just tell everyone that I heard you preach at Tree of Life recently, Revival Fires Are Burning. Right. And Pastor Mark from Glory House brought you out there. And we were delighted to hear what you have to say. And so I just really wanted to bring you to my listeners. And you have such wonderful experience. And I'm sure you can share with us and then guide us, too, about what conclusions to make from those experiences. So welcome.
Thank you. God bless.
Wow. So tell us something about your childhood and your experiences. We heard some wonderful testimonies, and I'm just going to let you know the Lord lead you into what you want to tell us. But you had a wonderful childhood, and now you have a great work really all over the world. And so tell us.
Yeah, actually, I'm born in Kenya, west part of Kenya, and in a family of nine. And my father happens to be a pastor, and I'm a second-generation minister. We are born twins with my twin brother. And early 1975, as we were born, a man of God sent at home supernaturally gave a prophetic word to my mother when she was pregnant and spoke about that she was carrying twins within the womb, and they will be vessels for God across the nations. And so as we were born in 1975, we are told that at the age of three, after then, the Holy Spirit came upon us as young children in the midst of the services that were going on, the healing services that were going on. And Daddy could tell us as young boys just to lay hands on those who were sick. And we are told that there were the supernatural happening. They were being healed. They were being set free. We're even told that even people were brought that were dead. And Daddy could ask us to exercise, lay hands on them, and just pray. And so we prayed just a childlike, simple prayer. But God honored that kind of prayer.
Okay, so let me be sure I understand. So in 1975, when your mother was pregnant with you and your twin brother, mm-hmm. there was a prophetic word spoken over you. And sure enough, when you were three, your father, who was a pastor, was encouraging you to lay hands on people, and people were being healed and even raised from the dead.
Yes, that is true. And my daddy became a pastor the same year, 1975, through some happenings. And after our path and witnessing God speaking, which he had never seen before and heard before, it challenged him into ministry. So he began ministry mm-hmm. within the home mm-hmm. in that same year. And so as we grew up, we were seeing the miraculous. People were coming in from all parts of the country. They would come in for ministry, for prayer, for help. And we used to see God as we grew up being effective in their lives. God was so real in their lives. Those who came hurting, they left back to their homes with release. Mm-hmm. They never came with a problem and went back with a problem. I never saw that. I saw God meet them at their point of need, and that was on a daily basis.
Well, we know God wants to meet people at Amen. Their point of need, and we all pray that everyone who comes to our church, our churches, our meetings, whatever, goes away with the touch of God.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. So as we grew up at the age of 12, I decided to lead a young team of seven young people who wanted to go out to do some outreach beyond just the family. We just wanted to reach the communities. Mm-hmm. So we happened to travel over than 50 kilometers just on foot, witnessing to everyone that we could meet, knocking on the doors, stopping people on the road, and just telling them about the love of God. If they happened to have an idea about the love of God, then they were able to make their way forward. Mm-hmm. But if they didn't, that was our responsibility, mm-hmm. just to share the love of God to them, pray for the sick. And one evening on that same day, we happened to be an evening far away, about 50 kilometers away from home, and we happened to wind up in a particular family that was in chaos. So we approached this family, and we began to witness to them. We began to pray with them. And in our team, we had a team of 7 young people, and there were 2 young ladies who were gifted with singing. So I introduced them to bring us at least an atmosphere of praise and worship through a song. So as they were singing, and we were singing the familiar song, this wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ.
Wonder working power.
So as we were singing this song, strange enough, the song, the words of the song were not just mere words. We felt the words become tangible. Mm-hmm. It's like the song became so tangible as we were singing it. We could feel the power of the Lord. We could feel the blood of Jesus. And so this family, which were in chaos, they just fall on their knees and they begin to cry out to God, wanting restoration. And we saw God that night heal the family, and the community people who knew the family, they were hearing us sing there, they were hearing us shout there, they were hearing us preach, speak of hallelujah, speak in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So they come in masses. So that night we had an all-night service from 7 in the evening until 7 in the morning.
So you're 12 years old, you've gone out to talk about the love of God. And in fact, I heard this story. So it was evening. You were wondering where you're going to sleep because you're 12 with all your 12-year-old friends.
Right.
And you see a man with a machete running after to kill his wife.
Yes.
We have families in chaos. And
yes.
You know, we have real chaos. And
yes.
So I see that picture. And with faith and trust, you say you're going to share Jesus with this family.
Yes. Actually, we really we're not sure if we could go in that family because they were having the man was having a machete and the wife was running away from her to the bush and the children are disappearing. So we were like, what can we at this age do to this family?
Mm-hmm.
But we encouraged ourselves and just spoke to ourselves, let's approach them, share the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
And good enough, God intervened in the environment and the man was humble enough to listen to us. And as we begin to minister, God changed his heart. Within a pace of 30 minutes, The man who was drunk and just on the end of himself, wild, he became sober and he could talk to us.
The power in the blood of Jesus
and
the praise brought the presence of God.
Amen.
Yes. And so now there is a revival meeting in this home and the village is hearing and coming.
Yes, they are coming the whole night and we were not used to long services of preaching because we are still growing in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we did what we call coattail preach.
Coattail preaching.
That means one of you speak. When you're tired, you tap on your next neighbor. They catch on, then they tap the next neighbor. So we did the whole thing that way the whole night. We just spoke the whole night, ministering, praying for the people, and seeing God move supernaturally. There were a lot of manifestations that night that we experienced that the whole night.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the morning, I begged the owner of the home, if at least he can allow us to go out and bask on the sun.
So you asked the man of the house, could you please go and rest in the sun because it was cool.
It was cool and we've been working the whole night.
Yes.
And he said, sure. So they pick up our chairs to go out and bask on the sun. When I look back, the whole people, about 300 people, they're also picking up their chairs and they're just following us out there.
300 people follow you out, sit under a tree, want to see what you have to say.
So we are like, we wanted a rest, but there's no time for rest. We have to keep on sharing the good news because it was good news for them.
Good news.
So we begin to share the word that 7 in the morning. 9 in the morning, we were still sharing. 9:30, because the family was on the wayside, I noticed a young woman passing by and she was carrying a child covered, wrapped in a cloak. So I stood up. Something prompted in me. I stood up and yelled my voice, called at her, told her, lady, where are you going?
Mm-hmm.
And she said back, I'm rushing to the hospital. My child is dying.
Mm-hmm.
Then I screamed again, but there are doctors in this home.
Mm-hmm.
And then she looked curious on her face. It's like, did I hear you right? I'm a villager in this community. I've never heard of a medical hospital in this home.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then she begins to go away. And then as I was going to sit down, I feel the Holy Spirit speak to me. There's something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Then she stopped almost 50 meters away and began to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent one of the sisters to go and help her. And when the child is brought to us, we find the child is dead.
Mm-hmm.
So I did ask this woman, how long ago did you lose your child?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, 3 in the morning, my child passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And she was kind of going to the doctor to get a prescription or a checkout to see what exactly might have caused the child.
Right. So it's really beyond the help of a regular doctor. She needed a supernatural doctor.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she was kind of, she knows in the home, they just kind of on alcoholism. They have nothing mm-hmm. about the good news.
Mm-hmm.
So we take in the child in the house, and we want to prepare to minister to the child, and that's 12 in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And as we pray for this child, God brings back this child to life.
The child
yes.
came back to life. He
the
was
child
dead.
Comes back to life. 3 in the morning and 12 we ministered to the
Several
child.
Several hours dead.
Yes.
This child. You pray for him. You're 12 years old.
Yes.
And you're faced with this.
Yes. And that was the first time to see that happen without my father, the pastor there, and other men of God.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's quite a story. Let's take a breather. We're going to thank our sponsors who have sowed into this ministry. And we are here on The Word, 99.3 and 98.5 FM.
Have you ever thought about homeschooling your children but hesitated because of calculus or chemistry? I'm David Swarbrick, director of One Day Academy, and we are here to serve homeschool families. We have excellent teachers, teachers who love the Lord, have a degree in their field, and experience working with kids outside the classroom. Many have graduate degrees. Most have experience in vocational ministry. All are active in their churches. We have core classes, 5 foreign languages, business, fine arts, and much more. Plus extracurricular activities such as theater, choir, and sports. All courses are challenging, and all classes are one day per week. With 8 locations around the Austin area and reasonable prices, One Day Academy is here to serve families. Quality teachers, challenging curriculum, without breaking the bank. Let us help you train, mentor, and disciple your children. For more information, call 281-4348 or go to onedayacademy.com. That's 281-4348 or onedayacademy.com.
All death has been defeated and life has been released. No longer are God's people walking in defeat. We're rejoicing in the Lord.
This is the Great Shalom Broadcast, and I'm Sharon Sarles here with Apostle Simon Okwayo from Kenya, and he's just told us he was 12 years old. He was put in a position to pray for a dead baby. I'm sure you wish that your dad, the pastor, was there and all the other men of God, but they weren't. So you pray for this baby, relying on the healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the child came back to life. And we hear about this happening in Africa. Actually, I heard about this happening in Round Rock Hospital, but normally we hear about it in places like Africa far away. And I wonder what you think that Americans should conclude. Should we conclude that, you know, God works just in Africa? What do you think we should think?
Yeah, actually, God is a global God. He's a God who owns the whole world. He's the creator of all mankind. It doesn't matter what part, what region. I believe the same God that we've seen in our lives, particularly in my life in Kenya, and around Africa. I've been in Germany for the past 4 years. I've seen God in Germany. I've seen God in the United States. I want to say God is global. It's us to reach out by faith mm-hmm. to be able to touch and tap from Him. He's there. He's just waiting for our response. He's a loving God. He's ready to touch our situation, meet us at that point of need, and give us His goodness. So I believe it's not only in Africa. It's a matter of we in these communities, we need to shake up ourselves,
mm-hmm.
get out of our complacencies, get out of our comfort, get on our faces before Him, seek His will,
mm-hmm.
seek His face. He's there.
Yes,
he
God
will reward us.
Wants to bless us, and we are complacent.
Amen.
We need to pursue God.
Amen.
Yeah, shake ourselves. Yes.
And this is what I notice in our generations. I feel really touched, you know, when I see the young generation today. The way they are growing out of control. They are attached and hooked to things that are not really a blessing to their life.
Mm-hmm.
And I look back to the mentors. I look back to the parenthood. I look back to the fathers. Mm-hmm. The Bible says we need more fathers.
We need more fathers.
So I look back to the leadership that we have, and I ask up my question: what have we done to impact the lives of these young ones?
Mm-hmm.
How have we raised them up?
Mm-hmm.
Can God really use these young people? Yes, surely He can do.
Mm-hmm.
If He did in my life at the age of 3, at the age of 12, that was just one happening. We've seen a lot of happenings of that kind up to now.
Mm-hmm.
He can do in any life as long as we commit that life, we dedicate that life to Him.
Mm-hmm.
God is able to do the rest.
Sure. Well, we have grieved over the sad state of our young people. Mm-hmm. But as parents, as teachers, servants of the church, we're just beginning to try to understand the miraculous. What can we do to impact the young people and the children?
The Bible says train a child the way he should go, so that when he's grown up, when he's come to himself, he will not depart from this way. And the best way to train the child is the way of the Lord. God has already given us a manual. Mm-hmm. When you go to buy a car, they'll give you a directing book. Mm-hmm. When you buy a radio or anything, they give you a guiding book. When God created man, he gave us a guiding book, and that's mm-hmm. the Bible, mm-hmm. and that's our manual. So we go back, check in the manual, see how can we raise up the young ones? Mm-hmm. How can they be God-fearing? And how can they influence and affect the world of today? Mm-hmm. And we find God is giving us directives within the Word on daily basis how we can raise up this generation. The problem we have in our generation is the mentality that the youth, the young ones we have, they are tomorrow's church.
Tomorrow's church.
And I would like to reverse that. They are today's church.
Today's church.
And tomorrow's leaders.
Tomorrow's leaders.
So we better begin seeing the glory of God in their lives today.
See the glory of God in their lives today.
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 Today is the day the Lord has made.
Yes.
And it's this day that this our children, our young ones, can begin to walk in the grace of God. Mm-hmm. My daughter in October, she'll be 3 years of age.
Your daughter will be 3 in October.
And she's called Mariah. I gave her Mariah. It was prophetic.
Yes.
But at the age of 2 years and 6 months, just last March, I began to see and hear this young girl pray in the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. She's taking over the prayers in the house. When we have a meal, she wants to pray. Everything, she's just praying.
And your young daughter wants to pray.
A young girl.
Yes.
And she's filled with the Holy Spirit. She's praying in the Holy Ghost. So this is not a strange thing to happen on our children. God has blessed these children as gifts. They come as gifts from God. Mm-hmm. But it's us as parents to make sure that they grow up and they are nurtured in that atmosphere whereby they put their trust in God, they are loving God, and they are loving the people of God, and they are loving the creation of God, and they are able to release the power of God. There's power of God in their lives, and that power is able to be released to other people. Mm-hmm. So we have to train them how they can go about with this. Mm-hmm. And we have to make sure that if there be anything in our environment that is not encouraging the growth of God in their lives, maybe some shows on the television mm-hmm. or some sites, or take them to see some things that are going to influence their minds, mm-hmm. their thoughts. We as parents, we have to shut off those things from entering inside them.
Yes. Let me be sure I understand. So you're telling us that we should actually read the Bible and actually believe what's in there. We should actually pray and live completely dedicated to the Lord and expect our children to live at that level. And perhaps pass this on, but to ensure that the environment that they live in is one of belief, one that is according to the Bible and according to the Spirit, and perhaps insulate them from the negative influences. Amazing. I don't know anyone who would disagree with that. Yes, but to have the faith that God will allow us to live at this higher level.
Yeah, actually, that's the reality, because I, growing up, much of what began to happen in my life, I was observing, mm-hmm. I was watching my parents, I was watching the leaders I had at that time.
Sure.
Children have a tendency of receiving from their environment. They watch you as a parent, both in your quiet times, in the times you're exposed, in the times you're not exposed. They are watching your life.
Watching their parents.
So if your life is a life that is portraying faith, mm-hmm. that is what they are going to tap. Mm-hmm. And once that gets into their hearts, into mm-hmm. their spirits, that will begin to come out. They'll begin to put it in exercise. Mm-hmm. So we should be role models. We should lead them by example.
Role models, leading by examples.
Right.
Amen. And
right.
So they will flow on in that example.
Amen.
And the power will come out of the children.
Amen. Amen.
And now, not sometime in the future.
Now, God is a God of now. Faith is a now faith.
Yes.
A faith of tomorrow, a faith of yesterday may not be good for now.
Mm-hmm.
We need a faith of now. Faith is now.
Now.
We are trusting God for a now. It's our a now God. Mm-hmm. So we have to put and exercise that faith now and make it active, not just the hearing, not just saying it was wonderful, it is good time. No, we have to put it in practice. And once we begin to do the doing, then God will intervene. Because we are doing in His will. He will intervene and perform it. He is a now God.
A now God. Hallelujah. I was so excited. That's exactly what we want to do. In fact, we will give people contact information, but I would just like to pray. I would like to consecrate myself. So let's do that. If you feel to pray, say something. Yeah, please do.
Before we pray, I feel putting this word in the spirit of many that are hearing this morning, and that is in Isaiah chapter 8 and verse number 18. It blessed me. It says, "Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, who dwells in Mount Zion." That means you, as a child of God, you are not just an extra package. You are a child of purpose. Yes. God has imparted and invested His divine attributes, His divine will in your life. You can make change. You can impact generations. You can change history. Mm-hmm. You can begin a new chapter. There is potential in every child of God. Jeremiah, saying that he was a kid, knowing nothing, God said, "I knew you before you were born." Josiah, at the age of 8, God used him and begins to raise leadership in his life. He can do in any child as long as we turn and surrender them to the Lord.
Every child is a child of purpose.
It's a child of purpose.
If we will surrender them to the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
So I just want to ask the Lord to help us as parents, as leaders, that we are going to have generations that will bring hope, generations that will change our lifestyles, generations that will bring the healing love of God, the generation that will touch the sick and see the sick get healed. Father, I pray in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that Lord, you are a now God. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever, O Lord Jesus. And there is nothing absolutely impossible with you. I want to pray, Lord, just as you touched my life at that younger age, you can touch the lives of many, even here in the cities of Austin, in the neighborhoods of Austin, in the country, in the nation of the USA. Lord, I pray that this morning, as they are hearing the sound of my voice, your power is moving and challenging their spirits, and you are quickening them, awakening them, Lord. Shake them from their comfort, that they begin to draw closer to you, and you will draw closer to them. Give them the wisdom to guide and lead these young ones, and to give them hope that they are able to make it, and to pursue and to see your glory. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
And believe.
Amen.
Amen.
And as a mother and a grandmother, as a teacher, I wish to consecrate myself to not let this word slip, but Lord, let me live in this vision and see this vision for my children, my grandchildren, my students, that they are, in fact, children of purpose, and God's power is now, and we can live in it now. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So if you would like to find out more about Apostle Salmon Akwayo and his ministry, you may go online to www.hemskenya.com. Again, www.hemskenya.com, and that stands for Healing Evangelistic Ministries Services. And here in town, Pastor Mark Henderson and his wife Susie, who lead the Glory House in North Central Austin, are affiliated with Pastor Simon, with Apostle Simon. So please see them. There's a blog there. Come out to services or look on the internet. And if you would like to connect with us, we're at www.greatshalom.org. We would love to pray for you if you'll send us your prayer requests. And we have some offers there. Book, God Wants You Healed. So we are the Great Shalom Broadcast. This is Sharon Sarles and Apostle Simon Akwayo. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom Broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom Broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org. Join Sharon Sarles again next Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. for the Great Shalom Broadcast here on The Word 99.3 and 98.5.
Okay, so you probably got the fact that that's an old episode. That was back in 2008 when we were here in the radio station in Austin, KLGO, the Christian Teaching and Talk channel at that time. And you heard last episode that I ran into Simon Okwayo, to my great surprise. And he also had a burden for the children. He is saying, where are the children? So I encourage you to spend some time with your children. Spend a lot of your time with your children. Parents should be educating their kids. No question about it. And grandmothers, grandfathers too. You're not disconnected. So don't be disconnected. Have a relationship. The children want love and they need your perspective. So be in there. And I have announced a prayer campaign for grandmothers. Of course, anybody else can join in. We are praying 10 minutes a day for the good of first our own progeny and then the children of our nation. So I ask you to join in with me on that. And I even left one of the old ads there. I believe that One Day Academy is still going on in Austin. Basically, it's an idea where homeschoolers can come and get a class or tutoring from somebody who has special expertise. For instance, not all of us can teach calculus. But David Swerbrick, he quit teaching college and then he started One Day Academy. And I spoke to him at that time and I was saying, well, at that time, I was still working at the college where he had quit. I said, well, I'm still trying to rescue kids. He said, I'm done with that. I'm into homeschooling. Well, I have now followed him. You know, I'm not willing to teach at that place anymore because I felt like I could no longer rescue children. Well, they weren't children. They were adults. But anyway, we do need to rescue some children. So I do have a new offer. If you email me at info@greatshalom, I'll send you the packet that I'm using for my face-to-face meetings. If you need help in launching into private education so you can sort out whether you need to be a homeschooler or start a school with your friends or new idea, micro school. Now, I don't know offhand all of the rules and regulations for all the jurisdictions of the world. I do know what it takes in Texas, and you need to find out before you end up in some sort of violation. But God's law is most important, and your children's heart don't need to be violated. So I encourage you strongly to do that. Write me at info@greatshalom.org. Also, go to my website, www.greatshalom.org. Find out the resources there. And may you and yours be blessed.